time off from school and just trying to look into some Boxing Day sales as well. Anyways, hopefully everyone has a great rest of the day and had a great Christmas, and looking forward to the new year. 7-3.
Yeah, maybe when I get off the net, I'll check the internet for some Boxing Day sales or more Boxing Day prices. They usually go on for a week.
Yeah, I'm specifically looking at the 360 cameras. Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of sales going on. I mean, there are some, but like the discounts don't seem that much, but I don't know. I'll keep my eyes open, see if I can find anything. hopefully you had a great Christmas celebration yesterday.
Yeah, things went to plan, Michelle. No problem whatsoever. Lots of phone calls overseas. Try London Drugs. I usually start London Drugs for things like cameras and that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. I don't know, it's funny, my whole shopping life now is all online. I never go to malls anymore or shop in person unless it's maybe if it's for clothes. So that's a good idea. I'll check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, I always go there first just to get the price, not to buy, just to check the price. Okay, let you go. Down to John, Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. John.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. Good morning, Stuart, and everyone else on net. So glad to hear that you had a good Christmas. Mine was pretty good, the same as other years. Our son was over for the morning, and then we went over to my sister's in the afternoon, and had a bunch of us there for Christmas. She had a bunch there for Christmas dinner. So back to you.
A wonderful Christmas dinner, John. Excellent, my friend. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and glad to hear you this morning. Doing well. 7-3, my friend.
Okay, 7-3.
Chat tomorrow, John. Down to Robert, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Robert. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Bravo. Rob. Down to Roselle, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-Ray Romeo, Roselle.
Good morning, Stuart, and everybody on net. This is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-Ray Romeo, and hope you are having a good morning. And thanks again for doing the net this week. We really appreciate it. Take care and have a great day. 7-3.
Wishing you a great day, too, Roselle. You make the most of it. 7-3. And looking forward to chatting tomorrow. Down to Heather, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Echo Foxtrot. Heather.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Echo Foxtrot. It's Heather calling from Langley City. I've got 3 degrees and it's raining. Good morning to you and Elsa Stewart. Thanks for taking my check-in. I had a really nice sleep in this morning, and I plan on doing a lot of relaxing and as very little as possible. Have a wonderful Boxing Day, everyone. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Echo Foxtrot, 7-3.
That's when a good hot teapot comes in handy. I can just imagine you there in the armchair, teapot to the side, and taking it easy.
The kettle just sounded its whistle right now, so off I go. Thanks so much, Stuart. 7-3.
7-3, Heather. You have a relaxing day. Down to Vicky, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Echo Sierra. Vicky. Let's see if Jim and Jen made it home. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf, Jim and Jen.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, all in Rainbow Country Net. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf. Made it back last night after a long, long journey. One day shot from Fort St. John all the way down. We hit, actually, the drive up north wasn't bad. Of course, we've got the equipment up there to deal with the snow and such, but once we hit the canyon, oh boy, it was fun. I was glad I was driving a one ton with the camper. Lots of weight to keep on going, and nice to be home to the pouring rain, I guess, 4.1 degrees instead of the minus 30 that we left, and it was cold all the way down to about Cache Creek, I think, is where it finally got into the single minus digits. So, anyways, we're just getting settled back in at home. Still got another week with the kids before daycare, so going to have to find something to do. But wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to all, and hope to chat with you tomorrow. VA7SJT, VA7SHG, 73.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Jim and Jen, and all the family, your dad down in the lower decks there. Yeah, I was reading the papers this morning, Jim. I'm not sure if you know where High Level is. It's northwest Alberta. They were the coldest place in Canada this morning at 46 degrees below zero Celsius, and they were the 10th coldest in the world. Most of the others were in Russia.
Yeah, I don't feel like High Level is too far away from Fort St. John. We're northeast up there. And I haven't actually checked with the family to see what the temperature was like. It was, every time we got out of the truck, it was so bitterly cold, so it was so nice to come back. It's quick, or it's amazing how quick you get tempered. I mean, I grew up in that weather and was used to it, but it just rips through me right now.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I spent 33 years plus in Fort McMurray, and I would fly down to Edmonton or Calgary, and it'd be totally different altogether, and I'd think, oh boy, this is a new world. Like, you'd look at the car park, and there'd be snow piled up, it'd be all black asphalt and water running from the snow, and I just left something like maybe 40 above or something in Fort McMurray.
And deep snow, holy smokes, it's been a while since, well, it's been maybe 10 years since I've been up to Fort St. John for Christmas, but, you know, lately they just don't get the snow that they have, but this year, holy smokes, do they ever have a lot of snow. There had to be, well, I was playing with the kids out in the front yard, because we had the plow guy come and clean the driveway, so there's a nice, you know, a nice 6-8 foot pile of a mountain of snow that they could slide down, but then just walking in the front yard, it was up to my size, and I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm 6'1", so you know that's like three feet of snow just sitting there on the yard, which, like I say, is unusual. Going through the Pine Pass, you could tell that they had done a lot of clearing for avalanches because it was walled up on either side. And same thing in the Fraser Canyon, actually, before just before Spence's Bridge in the real tight part, you could tell that there had been some slides of some sort there as well with snow quite deep. So we're glad to be home nice, safe, and sound now and get a few days to relax.
And we're glad you're home safe, Jim. You and Jen look after each other and look forward to chatting tomorrow.
Sure will. 7-3, bud.
Yes, 7-3, Jim. Nice to know you're home safe. Let's go down to Shannon. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Kilo X-ray, Shannon.
Good morning, Stuart, and everyone on net. Today is Boxing Day, and I've gotten most of the way through the mess in the house. Gosh, it seems like hosting all the kids here, every room in the house was a total disaster, but it was lovely. Yeah. Oh, let's see what else. Did you have a question for the day? I heard you saying that your Christmas went smoothly according to plan.
Yep, I had a busy morning, of course, with the Rainbow Country Net. The telephone hadn't stopped ringing, so I was able to see who'd already called me. So I tried to catch up on the overseas ones first. I've still got a couple extra to do today. And then I got into the local ones, and then of course, in the neighborhood, everybody knows Elsa, and so they've got to give her treats and goodies. So we had a busy day.
Oh, that does sound lovely. Yeah, one of the things that I didn't do this year was contact everyone by phone or text or whatever distance connection I did speak to my parents. I'll have to call my sister today. I know she was busy yesterday. But, yeah, aside from family, I didn't do that this year. Other years I have done, you know, like a mass text of put together, you know, blessings and season's greetings, and then I just go through and send it to absolutely everyone on my list, you know, as you just click through and click the name. But this year it just felt a little bit impersonal, and I thought, well, I'm going to pass on that and have more personal contact with them throughout, you know, the season. I have seen a lot more of my friends and acquaintances over the last week or two than I normally would. So it's been, it's been a good Christmas season. Well, it's not cold outside at all. I can't believe there's no frost, no snow. This global warming thing is going very well for me. Maybe not great for others out there in other places, but right here where I am, it's working out just fine. Anyway, Stuart, I better let you carry on with the net. Thanks for calling me, taking my check-in, and 7-3.
Good to hear all the good things that happened yesterday there, Shannon. You have a great day. I'm pretty sure you're efficient. You'll clean the place up in no time and have those kids helping you. 7-3 and great report. Okay, let's move down to Steve. We might catch him in the truck. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Sierra Mike. Steve. Okay, down to our first Tom. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Echo Victor. Tom.
Hi, good morning, Stuart. Good morning, everyone. That's VA 7, Tango Echo Victor. Glad to hear you guys. You had a good Christmas there. And we did the same. We had dinner with Pippa's dad there. And a few phone calls to people all overseas. Pippa's mom's in Brisbane. We talked to her for a bit. Of course, she's a day ahead of us, and also my sister in Northern Ontario. And, yeah, that's about it for us. Today we seem to be having a lazy day like everybody else, and I hope you get the chance to do the same. Okay, Stuart, you have a great day. VA 7 Tango with Victor.
Thanks for being here, Tom. Glad to hear everything went well. And you got caught up with everybody. 7-3. Let's see where we're going now. We're going to the second Tom. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Quebec Bravo, Tom.
Good morning, Stuart. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but another day here, and it's, I guess we got to get used to needing our vitamin D. We haven't got much sun, and I was looking for a nice day to go somewhere in a sunny day, but I don't think there is any coming up.
No, there'll be few and far between at the moment, but the days are starting to get a bit longer.
Yes, yes, I got to make sure I'm not complaining, because it's still the best place I've ever lived.
Yes, we're very fortunate on the West Coast here, Tom, even when we get the landslides, the flooding, and I mean, we're still lucky to be in the Northwest rainforest.
Yeah, we still got to work on our gratefulness and be happy, even though it's raining. The rain is a good thing, and I finally got myself a decent coat, so I'm not afraid of the rain anymore.
Well, good for you. I just used my one like the traffic controllers have. It was a fairly cheap, $70 plus tax, and it's the best raincoat I've ever had.
And I guess that's it. I'm from the east, and raincoats, you just don't go out in the rain. You just have a big winter coat. That's where your focus is. But here, I guess that's it. We a winter coat doesn't work because it either gets wet or it's too hot. So the raincoat is the key.
Yeah, I think the secret is looking at the label and making sure it says waterproof.
Yes, and I guess there's different definitions of that, but when I think of waterproof, I want somebody to throw a pail of water on me and I don't feel a thing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yeah. The high visibility jacket that the traffic controllers use is just like that. It's a very tight nylon, I guess. It has a mesh inner lining that and vents in the right location where they don't get thing. And it's amazing jacket. And, of course, it helps me crossing the intersections.
That's one thing I remember you you emphasizing to me, high vis, and I can see that, because especially if it's raining and a bit dark and you're driving and got things in your mind, you're not looking for people, you're not looking for anything, so you need something bright or you might hit it. I think that just happened, when was it, yesterday, a police car actually hit somebody.